This is PodTech News. The International Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas provided a glimpse of life in the digital domain. Intel rolled out their Vive video on demand platform. Microsoft's Urge is a competitor as well, and players like AT&T Home and more are all vying for the prime real estate of our collective living rooms. But in the end, all the hard disk recorders, mobile media devices, routers, and computers have to be able to connect. I'm Michael Johnson, and on the first part of a two-part edition of PodTech News, we'll discuss the DLNA, the Digital Living Network Alliance, an interoperability standards organization made up of dozens of industry leaders. We spoke with Michael Alashenko, Executive Director of Technology and Product Planning for Maxtor's Storage Devices Division, and we began with Intel's Director of Marketing for Storage Components, Chris Croteau.
Some of the announcements around Vive this week have really brought to the market and to consumer awareness, ultimately, things that we're doing around home entertainment PCs and evolving the technology to make media consumption and use much easier. And coupled with that is the things that we've been doing in the DLNA, the Digital Living Network Alliance, and making all of the devices, or at least a good number of the devices that consumers are going to put in their home, interoperable, so that they'll be able to use their routers and their PCs and their digital media adapters together. And ultimately, what we want to make is media enjoyment much easier for the consumer. So, there's a number of ways that content is coming into a home, number of different kinds of content, audio content, movies, etc., and different ways that people configure their homes and their lifestyles and how they want to enjoy that. And so what we're actually doing as an industry is providing technology mechanisms for people to be able to enjoy that content the way they want to.
I like this idea of the DLNA, and it's something that, again, even a lot of the reporters or people that are attending hadn't really heard about. And this is something like, I suppose it's kind of like MIDI in a way, right? For music instruments. What's the prospects for it, do you think?
What DLNA did was created a technical specifications for how we interoperate the devices, some of the requirements around security. So there's things that most people wouldn't want to know from a consumer level, like something called DTCP/IP, which is digital transmission and content protection over internet protocol. Basically what it says is if I want to transfer a movie from my PC through a wireless adapter to a digital media adapter connected to my television so I can watch a downloaded movie in the living room, then it allows that to do that, and it creates specifications between the two devices so that device A and my PC will absolutely know how to talk to each other, how to transmit that content, protect that content in the transmission so you're not violating any license or digital rights agreements and licensing that the content owners, the movie studios, etc., have. So basically what it is, it's, as we mentioned in Mike Alexenko's panel, is putting technology behind the scenes for consumers. So it's a tremendous amount of work, and my allegory has always been the simpler you want to make a technology, the harder it is for the technology companies and the more work we have to put into it, because you have to make it invisible and almost like magic for the consumer.
It's kind of the ultimate future. I mean, if you sort of, see every, I hate to sort of go there and look at sci-fi movies, but that's kind of the the vision that people have of what this is. You push a button and something kind of works, and all of that stuff is kind of hidden behind. I think that's what's appealed for some of the newer systems like XP, and what's kind of been running, I guess, for a while with Apple is a lot of the stuff is behind the scenes and sort of hidden. And I guess that's the eventual idea with all of this, except it's a matter of who's going to be behind the scenes, I guess.
Right. And it's a very complex environment because you have device manufacturers, you have service providers, you have content providers that all have to work together. And that's where really trade shows like CES and the environments that we create here facilitate a lot of those. And they give us the opportunity to really demonstrate the great work that we're doing the rest of the year.
Now I'm going to bring Mike Alexenko into this conversation. And tell me your title with Maxtor.
I'm the Executive Director of Technology and Product Planning for our Branded Products Group, which basically does software and storage solutions based on our hard disk drive products.
Now, I was just talking with Chris Croteau from Intel about this idea of the DLNA, and it's a new. This is going to be the first time a lot of people have heard those initials and wondered sort of what took so long for the industry to come to this point.
You know, actually, the DLNA has been around for a number of years, but because of the scope and magnitude of the work, I think DLNA is almost 300 members now and constantly growing. But the scope of the problems we need to solve are so big. It's not just connectivity. I mean, prior times we've had standards bodies, it was, we're going to define a new interface. Now it's defining interfaces, it's defining user experiences, it's defining user cases, it's defining DRM and how that works. There's just so much work, and the reality is the DLNA has got years of work in front of it, but this is the first time that we've really got so many different companies from so many different organizations pulling together to really solve a common problem. That is, how do we make home networking really happen? How do we get content where people want it? So, it's like I said, it's been there for a few years, and I think it's probably been a little bit stealthy because there's just been a tremendous of just background work that needs to happen, and a lot of it is just getting the same people in the room to talk about it. Because prior times, you would never get a cable company and a disk drive company and Intel and Microsoft and these guys, and, you know, et cetera, to talk about it because they didn't have a common ground. This time we do, and it's called the digital home.
Now, what are some of the are there any milestones that have been set now for DLNA or in your meetings that let's by 2010 we'd like this? Has any of that been set or any ideas kicked around?
Well, there's a considerable amount of, there's all, in any standards body or specification development, there's roadmaps and milestones that we want to hit. To kind of backtrack, why it seems so stealthy is that Vive is the platform that is the end result of a lot of the hard work that's gone in, and kind of what we're, the vehicle to enable the other 299 companies to start really marketing their products to consumers around something. There's a number of things that we're looking at in terms of digital rights management, and folding that into that so we can broaden the content distribution and the usage models. There's a constant evolution on the protocols. A lot of things that a consumer probably wouldn't shop, they're not checkoff items that would be on the back of a box of something that you buy at a Best Buy, but they're underlying technologies to enable that interoperability. So, DLNA.org has a tremendous amount of information for somebody that's interested. I really encourage them to go out and learn a lot more about it.
Intel's Chris Croteau on the Digital Living Network Alliance. You can find out more at DLNA.org. In part two, more on this intra-industrial alliance and its philosophy on the future of the digital home. For BodTech News, I'm Michael Johnson.